Okay, our friends. So today we're reading a story called Elmore and Pinky. The story was written by Holly Hobby. And I think we've seen Elmore before. He's a porcupine. And let's see what he can get up to, shall we? Today's story, Elmore, is read by Mommy and a kitten named Floof. Floof, my little kitten, whom I love, who is Floofy. And let's take a look and see what kind of floofy things we can find in this book, shall we? Today's story is Elmore and Pinky. Here we go. Elmore had plenty of friends. He lived alone, but he wasn't lonely. He seldom left his dwelling without being greeted by a pleasant neighbor. It gave him a warm feeling. Still, he felt something was missing. A best friend, he thought.
A companion,
his uncle suggested, helping Elmore over a big word. A companion, of course, is someone that is with you. They accompany you. They stay with you and are your friend.
Yes, a companion,
Elmore repeated.
That's exactly what I mean. Having a bunch of friendly neighbors is not the same as having a best friend.
Elmore thought this over and then asked,
How do you get one?
It just happens,
his uncle told him.
You'll know.
One afternoon, while Elmore was enjoying a sunny moment, Pinky, the skunk, came waddling along.
What a beautiful day, Elmore. Can I join you?
Asked Pinky.
Please do,
said Elmore.
I hear you're looking for a best friend. How will you find one?
Pinky asked.
According to my uncle, it just happens.
Well, if you're nocturnal, your best friend would have to stay up all night, too,
whispered Pinky.
Definitely,
Elmore agreed.
He might be out in the woods right now. It's not happening,
Elmore admitted to his uncle.
There don't seem to be any spare best friends around.
Maybe you're looking too hard,
his uncle suggested.
Be patient. There's a best friend for everyone.
Although, do you know, I think there might be a candidate right there with Pinky. Because skunks are kind of nocturnal too, aren't they? The next day, while Elmore was contentedly picking blueberries, a bear cub came tumbling toward him, eager to play.
Stay back,
Elmore cried.
You'll get stuck with my quills. Stay back.
But the cub kept coming, running circles around Elmore.
Help,
Elmore shouted. See, I don't know that a baby cub understands that he's in trouble. With a sudden great commotion, the mother bear burst through some branches. Nothing was more fierce, Elmore knew, than a mother bear protecting her cub. That's the truth right there.
Help!
He shouted louder than before, responding to danger. His body arched into a prickly ball.
Help!
And then he saw Pinky enter the fray, and an unmistakable scent filled the air. Because Pinky, of course, is a skunk.
Pinky,
cried Elmore,
is that you?
Snatching up her cub, the mother bear vanished into the woods.
That mother bear did not want to be anywhere near that stinky skunk.
You were so brave,
Elmore said.
You saved me.
Bears can't stand the smell of a skunk,
Pinky said.
It makes them faint.
I like it,
Elmore told him.
It's so you.
It really is. That just goes to show you that what one person thinks is yucky, someone else might think is great. Elmore's blueberry pie came out beautifully, but this was where his best friend came in. More than half the pleasure of a blueberry pie was sharing it.
He couldn't wait for Pinky to taste it.
Elmore suddenly paused. Yes, he definitely wanted Pinky to be the first to taste it. What did that mean? He asked himself. Pinky was grooming himself near the old fallen birch tree he lived in.
You're so clever and kind,
Elmore told him.
Why don't you have a special friend?
No one wants to be best friends with a skunk,
Pinky said.
I stink. Well, only in emergencies,
Elmore said.
But guess what? I found my best friend. He was right under my nose all along.
I can't wait to meet him, said Pinky.
It's you,
Elmore exclaimed.
That is, if you'd like me to be your best friend, too.
I think it's really funny that Pinky didn't automatically assume that he was talking about him.
It just happened, like you said it would,
Elmore told his uncle.
You make a pair,
the uncle told them.
I love being nocturnal,
Elmore said, and Pinky agreed. I think it's wonderful that they found each other. And that's kind of an important thing for you to know, too, when you make friends. Your best friend will be someone who has things in common with you. They'll be someone that likes the same things that you like. And maybe even feels the same way you feel about things. It'll be really easy to talk to them and really easy to be around them. And you'll enjoy your time with them. That's the kind of friend that you're looking for when you go out in the big wide world and try to find a good best friend. And that, my friends, is... You want to say it with me?
Meow, meow, meow.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.